AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Police throughout the Houston area are looking for a man who shot and killed a Harris County Sheriff's deputy as he was filling his patrol car with gas last night. Sheriff Ron Hickman.
It strikes us in the heart to simply be a target because you wear a badge and for no other reason hit you where you live.
Police say the man walked up behind Deputy Darren Goforth and shot him a number of times. Then, when Goforth was on the ground, he shot him several more times. Tropical Storm Erica has lost some strength after bringing heavy rain to Haiti and Dominican Republic. At least 20 people are dead, 31 others missing after more than a foot of rain touched off flooding and landslides on the small Caribbean island of Dominica. Hurricane Center Specialist John Cangelosi says Erica may not be a tropical storm by the time it reaches Florida. Even so,
it's sort of going to be a big swath of rain and potential gusty winds. So even if the system does go west of Florida, much of the state could still experience those kind of conditions.
In the Pacific, Hurricane Ignacio is expected to strengthen over the weekend, come close to the Hawaiian Islands on Monday. Governor David Ige has signed an emergency proclamation ahead of the storm. Recent problems in the financial markets focuses more attention on whether the Federal Reserve Board will increase interest rates next month.
Reading the tea leaves is getting harder on whether the Federal Reserve will hike interest rates next month. A key indicator may come this weekend as the Fed's Vice Chairman, Stanley Fischer, attends an annual high-profile economic conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. He said Friday that until recent volatility in the markets, there was a pretty strong case for an increase. But now the Fed is going to have to take another look at economic trends. If there is an upward move, Fischer says the Fed will only adjust the knob slightly, moving rates up by only a quarter of a point. That would be followed by a review of the impact that move has. The next meeting for the Fed will be on September 16th and 17th. I'm Diane Kepley.
This is AP Radio News. The longtime voice of the Dodgers signs up for another year.
Vin Scully will be back for a record 67th season in the broadcast booth for the Dodgers. Scully is the velvet-voiced play-by-play announcer who called Sandy Koufax's perfect game in 1965.
2-2 to Harvey Keene, one strike away. Sandy into his windup. Here's the pitch. Swung at and missed, a perfect game.
The 87-year-old Hall of Fame announcer's consecutive years of service make him the longest-tenured broadcaster with one team in sports history. I'm Ross Simpson.
British Columbian officials say a barge being loaded by a recycling company dumped as many as 20 scrap cars and trucks in the water when it tipped over in Victoria's Harbor. Booms have been put in the water to contain any pollution, but it appears the gas was drained from those vehicles before they were loaded onto the barge. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.